Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Gage and Aaliyah Gilbert have been missionaries in the country of Greenland for several years. Actually, they're sent out of my church here in Harrison, Tennessee. And Gage and Aaliyah have given us a very wonderful story, and it's called A People in Darkness, Waiting for the Sun, and it's spelled S-O-N. Every January, after nearly 3 months of polar darkness, the sun finally crests the horizon. Many in the community gather to mark the occasion on which it is known as the place to go and greet the sun. Now, he gives a Greenlandic name, but I could not pronounce that if I tried, so it begins with only a few fleeting minutes of light, but it soon stretches into 24 hours of unbroken sun. And just as the sun returns to drive out the darkness, we've been sent to introduce the true light of the world, Jesus Christ, to a people who desperately need him. Greenland often makes headlines for the geopolitical importance and melting ice sheets, but rarely do people speak of its most urgent crisis, the one unfolding in human hearts. On paper, roughly 93% of Greenland's population belong to the Church of Greenland, the official Lutheran denomination dating back to 1721 when missionary Hans Edge first brought Lutheranism to the Inuit people. But membership on paper and a living faith in Jesus Christ are not the same. For many Greenlanders, affirmation with the Lutheran Church is rooted more in culture and tradition than in a personal relationship with a living God. In recent years, efforts to revive shamanism, now that's the ancient Inuit practice of communicating with spirits through ritual and trance, that's gaining traction here, especially among the younger generation. And at the same time, Jehovah's Witnesses have maintained an active presence since the 1950s, offering a counterfeit gospel to those who are spiritually hungry but have not yet encountered the truth. Nominal religion, revived spiritualism, and false teaching cannot fill the void. Only the true gospel of Jesus Christ brings the hope and peace for which these hearts are searching. Every other week, Gage assists veteran missionary Chris Yall in ministering at the local prison, one of the most strategic mission fields in Greenland. The Ilulissat facility houses men from villages and towns across the country, and when they complete their sentences and return home, they carry with them the seeds of the gospel planted in their hearts. Recently, two international inmates, a Muslim man from Denmark, and a native Spanish speaker approached us with an unexpected request. They wanted Bibles of their own. What had begun as indifference softened into curiosity. We placed God's Word into their hands and trusted the Holy Spirit to do what only He can do. And the inmates' hunger has been so evident that Brother Scholl now meets with them every week. No prison walls can hinder the work of Christ. Would you please pray for Gage and Aaliyah Gilbert and for the Scholl family as they labor there in the country of Greenland? The Gilberts are getting ready to, already have actually moved down to the capital city to try to reach people and plant a new church there. And again, I would just ask that you remember them and pray that God would give them protection and wisdom and help as they go to a people who sit in darkness, waiting for the story of the Son of God.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.